Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, joined today by Stuart Hodnett of Ouachita Green. And Stuart, it's hard to believe it's been a year, but another event, a big event coming up, the Ouachita Water Sweep. Tell me about the Ouachita Water Sweep.
Well, Corey, thanks for having me today. We appreciate you coming out talking about the Ouachita Water Sweep. It is Saturday, September 9th. It's from 9 to 12. And we have different staging events and different staging areas throughout the Ouachita River, but also Bayou Desert. Here at ULM, we'll have a staging area that at the Alumni Center. This is put on by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. We're co-hosting this event, and we're glad to have them as a partner in this event. So we're looking for people with boats. We have approximately 161 signed up now. Now, we will cover from Sterlington Boat Dock, Moon Lake Wreck Area, Forsyth Boat Dock, and also Lazar Park and Balkanville Wreck Area. So it's growing. We also are in Darbonne Bayou now in Union Parish, four different locations there. That is with Darbonne Kayak Club. So, and also at Black Bayou right up the road here, National Wildlife Refuge.
And this Ouachita Water Sweep continues to get bigger. Man, you're covering covering most of the river through the parish there almost.
Yes, sir.
The impetus behind this is what? You get local community folks. If you have a boat, that's cool.
Yes.
If you don't have a boat, that's okay because you'll put me with a guy with a boat.
Yes.
And then we're going to go pick up trash.
That's correct. Yeah, not a lot of big trash this year. We've seen a smaller, you know, water bottles, styrofoam cups, little different things like that just floating around the river. So hopefully we can get all that on that Saturday.
Now, for the folks that don't, I live on the river, so the folks don't realize this. That stuff, when the water comes up, it just kind of floats in there, and then the water goes away, and now you got a whole backyard full of junk floating down the river.
Yeah.
A lot of things float down the river.
Yes.
I've seen, there was a refrigerator one day.
Uh-huh.
I've seen a washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen lots of dead animals and just lots of stuff. And then just, you know, cans and bottles and that kind of thing.
Yeah, anything that floats, we usually see floating. Also have tires this year along the banks that have washed up on different areas of the river. Pretty much Louisville Bridge south. So we need boaters that will go put in at Lazar and go south for us. And I've been contacted by some individuals that will do that for me, but we need more. We need more help. And you just bring out your group, your civic organization, your church group, or anybody that wants to come out and help that day. We'd
All
love
right.
to have you.
Let's talk about this. If somebody out there is raising their hand right now, everybody raise your hand, say, I want to help. Where do they go?
Well, you go to watersweep.org and click the volunteer tab and register. It's pretty easy. It's a just fill out a 5 questionnaire form, just real small, and submit that, and it goes directly to me. But you can also go to ouachitagreen.org and click the volunteer tab under the water sweep tab, and that will directly to this site, watersweep.org.
Watersweep.org, and then you'll say, hey, I need some help at Sterlington. I need some help at Lazar. You'll figure out where to send us.
Yes. We've got a lot of folks going to Forsyth. It's fairly easy to get to, I know. But we do need help at Moon Lake Wreck and also Sterlington. So in Lazar, we got a few in Lazar, but we need help in that area.
Okay, let me ask this dumb question. How much stuff did you collect last year? Because I know you're good about weighing it and figuring out how many bags of stuff you found floating in the river.
Yeah, it was interesting last year. Right after the flood we had in March, we were anticipating a lot of debris, and there were a lot. But we pretty much totaled right at 4 tons last year. That included a boat and a couple other different things, recliners, a lot of tires, a lot of runoff from folks' yard they just couldn't get during the flood.
Let's talk about that. It's going to rain the next few days. It's probably going to flood, probably. That'll add some extra nastiness to the river as the water always brings extra stuff with us. What happens if it rains on water sweep day?
Well, we have a contingency plan. We spoke about it yesterday. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will monitor the river, and we feel that it is not safe to be on or around or near. And the current's too bad. We'll go into the city into the tributaries that outline the river, and then we'll do some parks, clean up some parks and things like that if it's not raining.
All right, so that's watersweep.org. You can volunteer and help out Ouachita Green and a whole bunch of sponsors that have been really good to help this thing.
Yeah, we here at Ouachita Green, we want to thank our title sponsor, the Louisiana Delta Adventures program. They're growing a nature-based tourism here out of northeast Louisiana. We want to thank them for that. They are the title sponsor for Water Sweep this year, and we appreciate them doing that for us. So we also want to thank you all, 90.3 KEDM Radio, for in-kind services for this, and also the Louisiana National Guard. So Louisiana National Guard is providing lunch. We're grilling out hamburgers and hot dogs that day at Forsyth Park Boat Dock and also Lazar Park. So we will feed you if you come out. We will provide you water and also the tools and trash bags to pick up the litter there.
All right. A couple of other events coming up. One in downtown Monroe in October. It's not too far away to talk about.
No, it's not. Downtown Monroe and Ouachita Green is coming together on October 21st from 9 to 1. We're going to be doing something there downtown at the 3rd and 4th Street Park there.
The park where they show the movies sometimes on Saturday nights.
Yeah, we want to clean that up and plant a few plants there, so come on out.
And America Recycles Day, a day to clean out and bring all your stuff to get recycled. When and where is that?
That is at the Monroe Civic Center on November 4th from 9 to 1.
All right, so the River Sweep coming up next, and that is Saturday, September 9th, not this weekend. Next weekend, 9 until noon, all along the Ouachita River. You can volunteer. They'll tell you where to go at watersweep.org. Stuart, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Corey.
That's Stuart Hodnett of Ouachita Green. You can find out more about this event and others at our website, kedm.org.